We are going to continue the hour with this month's round of the Changemakers, a monthly interview series here on 97.9 The Hill, highlighting different entrepreneurs, past and present, all presented by Launch Chapel Hill, business accelerator now powered by KPMG and open to all innovators inside or out of UNC. Applications are open for their next six-week cohort. Applications are due by the end of the month. Get more info online at launchchapelhill.com. Today we are talking AI specifically, but not just about the potential benefits of AI, but also the potential environmental impacts of AI and what can be done to mitigate that. That is where TerraTrust comes in. TerraTrust.ai is their website. We are joined by Mike DiPetrillo, the CEO of TerraTrust. Thank you so much for being with us today.
I appreciate the time and the opportunity.
So that was a real quick summary. Tell us about TerraTrust, how that organization came about, and what do you do?
Yeah, so I spent the last 30 years of my life in tech, right? Big tech, solving various different problems, and looked around. The last 5 years I spent in sustainability and looked at tech, and no one's really paying attention to the environmental impact of tech overall. People are concerned about it, you know, energy use, water use, some of those types of things come up a lot of times, but it's really looking at it from a carbon impact perspective. Mm-hmm. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. If you look at tech, $6 trillion is spent on tech every year, 5% of the global GDP, growing 10% year over year. So it's a big spend, and people use two decision points. Did it meet the price, and did it meet the performance needs that I have? And they ignore the other 80% of the externalities.
Yep. I'm nodding my head a lot because I'm married to a guy who's in tech, and it's a lot of that decision making, and everyone in there is fully aware of the environmental impacts, and it's always getting shoved to the side, right?
It's always getting shoved aside, and it's not because they don't want to, right? Mm. Engineers want to solve that problem fundamentally, but it's because they need real-time insights on all of those externalities, all that data that's everywhere, and then how that relates. I'm pulling the string here. What impact does it have over here on the company goals? What impact does it have over here on something else unrelated? And they just don't have that real-time insight. So that's what TerraTrust was born to do.
That's awesome.
That real-time insight.
So for people who don't know, what is the environmental cost of big tech, AI, things like that? What should folks know?
So it's various different things. You know, we look at what we call the true cost. So it's direct cost, and it's risk, and it's sustainability. So it's all three of those things interrelated to each other, and they have impacts all over the place. So if you look at AI, for example, because we're talking about AI, people know that it's energy hungry. And so they make a price and performance decision. Where can I deploy that has cheap energy? So they might go overseas to Bulgaria, for example, that has good nuclear power, reliable power. But what they don't see is that the water temperatures inside of Bulgaria are warming year over year over year, which means that 50% of the grid right now is shut down in Bulgaria. So they don't have that energy availability. So the cheap price performance that you were going to get, now you have to migrate somewhere else. So you're adding risk, you're adding complexity, you're adding more cost than just the price performance.
And then everywhere you go, you're putting that extra pressure on whatever grid is there, right?
Yep. Whatever grid is there, whatever water source is there, whatever societal impact is there. So it trickles down to a lot of different things.
And that's Bulgaria. Is that something that's common everywhere, or is that like specific to that specific place?
No, it's common everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's not just nuclear power. Coal needs water. Hydropower needs water. So you're looking at water levels. If the water level is too low, you don't get power from any of those sources. If the water level is too warm, you don't get power from many of those sources. If there's too much water, like what happened in Texas or locally here in Chapel Hill with the flooding, you don't get power, right? I'm from Florida, and we get a lot of rain down there as well, and a lot of flooding, and it shuts down the power for a week, right? Mm-hmm. So too much water, too little water, too warm water, too cold water, it all has impacts. And that's just one little piece of the data puzzle.
Speaking with Mike DiPetrillo again, TerraTrust is the organization we're talking about. TerraTrust.ai is the website. Two R's in Terra, T-E-R-R-A, TerraTrust.ai. Go there and find out more. So what is the work that you specifically do with companies when you're working this out with them to help them mitigate those effects and deal with them and adapt to them?
Yeah, so we've built a platform, right? It's AI powered, ironically enough. Right?
I was going to ask like, how you mitigate your own impacts, but
so it's AI powered, ironically enough. And what it does is it tries to pull together all those various different data sources, connect the dots between them, speak the different languages inside of the company. The CFO is concerned about the direct cost. They speak one language. The CSO, sustainability officer, is concerned about the sustainability impacts. General counsel is concerned about the risk impacts. And so all those interrelations, we have to talk those various different languages with a platform and show how all those things interrelate. You might be deploying someplace, not concerned about the water. The company has a stated goal to align with a specific UN sustainability development goal that's concerned around water. And so you're tugging at two different parts of the company going in opposite directions if you're not paying attention to it. So that's what our platform does. It provides those real-time insights for those complex decisions that face IT every single day.
That's awesome. So you're in Chapel Hill this week for an AI meetup. What's the conversations like?
Yeah, I am. The university at UNC, right? That's one of their main pillars from the chancellor is AI. They want to be a very AI forward company. They're also one of the global leaders from a sustainability school perspective, right? With the ACES program that's over there. I have a number of interns and a number of employees that work from the university that's focused on this very specific problem. And now they're having a big AI meetup. So all the kind of AI researchers, AI implementers, anybody doing AI across the university, I think there's about 300 of them coming together to talk about that and, you know, share these insights. So I'm there to represent the, hey, if you're doing all of this, you know, pay attention to the rest of the impact that's going on, because you are a very forward looking school from a sustainability perspective, from a, you know, AI and technology perspective, and you need to take these things into consideration.
How easy is of a sell is that to, I mean, UNC is one thing, but just any big tech or big company that's focused on AI? Because I imagine that the companies that come to you and say, hey, help us out, already care about these things. But the ones that we really have to worry about are the ones that aren't coming to you because they don't yet. So how do you reach out to them?
Yeah, we don't focus on the people that are going to follow. We focus on the people that are going to lead right now.
Yep.
There's 170,000 net zero companies. These are people that already have stated goals, that already get it, that already, you know, are moving down that road. That's plenty big enough for a market opportunity for us. So we go after them first. They want it. They still don't have these insights. So they like the platform. They're like, oh, wow, this is perfect. This gives us what we need. This is kind of the missing piece of the puzzle here. So they adopt it rather quickly. The partners adopt it rather quickly. You have two pieces of the puzzle: the tech consumers, the big tech or the big enterprises you would think about. And then you have the tech producers, which are the big, you know, software, hardware producers and everything. Mm-hmm. A lot of them in the RTP area. And we focus heavily on the tech producer side. So you push them, they adopt it, they take it to their enterprises, and it adopts through that path.
What's an example of a success story?
A success story, one that's out there that people talk about a lot of times is MasterCard. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of public now of what they've been doing, but they've been doing it for a very long time. So kind of a use case there that they talk about is they deployed to specific AWS zones with their workloads, thinking, you know, price performance, it's cheap here. And then they realized, oh, but the company is spending $350 a metric ton for carbon offsets to offset our activity. So it's actually cheaper for us to deploy in low carbon zones versus the cheap zones for the company overall. So if you don't look at the bigger picture, you're making it on price performance, you're missing the total company impact. So that's a success story that's out there that they talk about, you know.
Nice. Yeah. Speaking with Mike DiPetrillo, again, TerraTrust is the company. TerraTrust.ai is the website. And again, this is a conversation part of the Changemakers monthly interview series highlighting entrepreneurs and innovators presented by Launch Chapel Hill, Innovator Downtown. Find them online at launchchapelhill.com. Got to start wrapping up. And as we do, like looking ahead to the immediate future, the next few years, what is worrisome and what are you excited about? What are you optimistic about?
Worrisome, that's probably close to home for you, right? I've been talking about this for a number of years is, you know, AI requires a lot of electricity, requires a lot of water. But on the electricity side, I've been talking about the PJM interconnect, which hits the northeast part of North Carolina and kind of goes north from there up into New York and west over into Ohio. The Department of Energy just did a study on it and said exactly what I've been talking about, that they're out of power because of all the AI data centers that are going in Northern Virginia.
Yep.
So they have 400 days of rolling blackouts coming over the next couple of years.
Wow.
Yeah. So half the time you're not going to have electricity.
It's also a lot of people in that corridor, right?
That's a lot of people
in
that corridor, right? And that's just one area where it hits. You know, you have water problems like the Google data center up in the Northwest ran the city out of water. So small problems like that. But I see that once people start to see those problems, they will face them, right? Tech is always good about, you know, solving these problems and looking to it. There's a younger generation which cares about sustainability. And it's that younger generation that, you know, I'm betting on.
TerraTrust.ai is the website. Go there and find out more. Again, this conversation presented by Launch Chapel Hill. LaunchChapelHill.com is their website. Mike, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you again.